From advertising to software as a service to data.
Across all of our programs and clients, we've seen a 55 to 65% open rate.
Getting brands authentically integrated into content performs better than TV advertising.
Typical lifespan of an article is about 24 to 36 hours.
If we're reaching out to the right person with the right message and a clear call to action, then it's just a matter of timing.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast, a Ben J. Schaap LLC production. In this podcast, you'll hear the stories of world-class marketers that use technology to drive business results and achieve career success. We'll unearth the real-world experiences of some of the brightest minds in the marketing and technology space so you can learn the tools, tips, and tricks they've learned along the way. Now here's the host of the MarTech Podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome back to the last episode of Influencer Week on the MarTech Podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Knit. Knit enables businesses of all sizes to reach potential customers through audio ads on premium podcast content like CNN, Bleacher Report, and TMZ. They're a dynamic ad insertion platform that allows you to choose your audience by selecting which shows, geographies, and keywords you want to target with podcast advertising. And since Knit is a self-service platform, there's no minimum order sizes. I'm a Knit customer. I can vouch that it's an incredibly easy, it's a cost-efficient way to market your product or service. So if you're interested in learning about the Knit advertising platform or just podcast advertising in general, you can book a 30-minute strategy session with me by going to the link in our show notes or clicking benjshaap.com/knit. That's K-N-I-T. So click the link in our show notes or head over to benjshaap.com/knit to schedule your podcast advertising strategy session and start building your audience with Knit. Bringing podcast advertising to the people, that's Knit. This week, we're going to do a deep dive into one of the most impactful and cost-effective ways to drive growth, influencer outreach. Each day this week, we've published an episode that covers how you can target, reach, create, and market influencer content. Joining us for Influencer Week is Dmitry Dragliev, who's the founder of JustReachOut.io. JustReachOut is a SaaS tool used by more than 4,000 businesses, such as Airbnb, HubSpot, LeadPages, even Nickelodeon. It helps you pitch relevant bloggers, influencers, and journalists to get exposure through press coverage without the help of PR firms. Outside of his work on JustReachOut, Dmitry runs the PR That Converts coaching program, which has helped over 500 entrepreneurs get publicity and go from hundreds to thousands of visitors within a few months. Dmitry has a wealth of information related to influencer outreach and public relations, and we're super excited to have him here as our guest. So far this week, Dmitry and I have covered how you can build your influencer targeting list, how to build relationships with influencers, how to build marketable assets when you're talking to an influencer, and how to get the most out of that content. And today, for our last episode of Influencer Week, we're going to talk about how to measure the impact of an influencer outreach campaign. Here's the last installment of Influencer Week with Dmitry Dragliev from Just Reach Out. Dmitry, welcome back to the last episode of Influencer Week on the MarTech Podcast.
Good to be here.
We've made it almost to the finish line. We've talked about how to find journalists, how to find influencers, how to build relationship with them, how to get them to write content, how to take the content that they're building, and how to get the most bang for your buck. Let's talk about evaluating the content. What do you do when a journalist is creating a piece of content for you or when you're running a campaign to try to understand whether it was worthwhile? How do we figure out whether public relations and influencer outreach are actually valuable channels?
Well, run some experiments. So where are my audience hanging out? What are they reading? What are they consuming? And let's try and figure out whether my guess at who they are and where they're at is a good one. So to run experiments, I do a lot of different stuff. So I'll go and, of course, any founder or any marketer should know pretty much a marketing persona, right? And types of publications they think that they read. I'm usually trying to test things on a very basic level. So I'll go and comment on a popular article just to see if my comment would solicit comments back from other readers around the topic I commented on. That's a signal that maybe this is a good blog to maybe try and get PR going around. Because I think the types of comments I received in response to mine probably are good ones. maybe I'll go and find Hacker News or Startup Digest, or I'll go look at Product Hunt or different forums to see where my audience might hang out and launch some type of content on these subreddits or something like that. Or I'm looking for avenues or signals of those publications and try to test different types of questions and answers type of content out there to get a sense of, is this the right audience to go after or not? And if I get a good hunch based on comments and discussions, then I think it's good to go and invest in PR around these types of publications. It's a little hard to just invest too much into it. So I always have a goal. Am I going to get this many customers out of it, this many visitors out of it, this many email signups out of it? And then I test.
So I understand the idea that you're using the commenting features for popular publications to see what the engagement looks like for a specific audience. You're basically trying to understand if there's a heartbeat for them and how it relates to their interest in your products or services. How do you try to figure out what the ROI is? You mentioned having goals for email signups or lead generation. How do you estimate what the value of an article will be before you spend all the time trying to build a relationship with the journalist?
My usual metric is email subscribers, because my whole business revolves around email subscribers. I generally think that's much harder for a person to pay you money when the first time they learn about you somewhere and they come to your site, but it's much easier for them to give you their email address and then you can build further relationship with them. There's tons of remarketing and lots of different cool things you can do with people who visited your site as well. But I come up with one metric that is going to be a success metric for my campaigns, and I stick to that metric. So for me, it's usually emails. So I can do retargeting. I can do all sorts of stuff where people read about me on Fast Company. They came over to my site. They've left. They have given me their email address. Then they came back. And there's a chat bot that opened up, whatever. Like at the end of it all, I want their email address. Once I get their email address, success. So I urge everybody who's listening to this now, like think of what that metric would be and try and think how the process is going to work and see if it actually would make sense. And then from then on, the success of it is easy to measure. The problem comes when you get 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 articles, but that's not a worry that most people listening to this probably have. So it's coming up with that metric. And then the bigger metric is, what do you want out of this thing? Why do you want PR? Why do you want spotlights on? Who cares? Maybe you should be doing SEO content and ranking for a keyword. What's the reason? What's the overall goal here? Was it like awareness? Or is it really worth that much time and effort to brag that you were on Forbes? Probably not. It's not that hard. And these days you look at, oh, I was on Forbes, like whatever. Usually doesn't matter that much anymore.
Well, I think that A, there's a credibility component that you're talking about with being able to say that you were mentioned or have an article published on a publication that people assign credibility to. Just like with SEO, there's a transfer of value, right? It's public relations link juice. People are then assigning credibility to you because your brand is next to theirs. And I think there's some intrinsic value that's very difficult to quantify. I'm more interested in understanding, how do you benchmark? You know, you're looking for email signups. Everybody has their own KPI. How do you benchmark what the expected return is from an individual article before you chase after it?
A lot of times, it's just a lot of experimentation. So for me, when I look at all my past endeavors, I can see which ones have given me the most conversion. But honestly, it's that gauge that I was talking about in the beginning, is before you start working on a specific publication, you go and you comment on some articles, or you look at the types of comments other people leave. And that single thing should give you some kind of hunch as to whether you should engage with these types of people, whether you should be there. And I tell you, like 3 years ago, I was way too hungry, right? I ran like AppSumo deals and I tried to get traffic from anywhere. So I thought, oh, Noah has millions of people there. I just want to get in front of them. And it does put you on the map. It did put me on the map, and the signal versus noise thing kind of worked out for me with that. But it brought me so many customers that just were the worst fit ever for me. what I didn't do back then was really engage in those comment discussions on AppSumo.com and figure out, is this the type of audience I should be engaging with truly? And or is this the type of audience just sits there and buys any cheap thing that comes through the email? Because it's kind of like a Groupon type of thing, AppSumo. And these days, I try to be a bit more sophisticated about it and just look at how people converse on this publication, what kind of articles are coming out, how people react to them, and get a sense, get a, like just the feeling, so, all right, these are the types of people that read this stuff, engage with it, and they would engage with my stuff because this is what they love. And that's usually my first instinct to go after a specific publication, commenting and striking up conversations. And there's tons of other things you can do, right? Your typical thing, you'll go to SimilarWeb, or you'll go to Alexa, or you'll go to Ahrefs or SEMrush. You look at the number of visitors each site gets, the traffic there. The intent of that might be like, all right, this is 5 tips on how to increase growth for your startup. Marketers probably looking for that. So you're looking for something that is getting some traffic, got some people visiting this thing every day. But I think of more like on a lower scale, like who are the people and the people, the right type of audience for me in this publication? Because I've been published and I've gone to many publications before, and I found that traffic just doesn't help as traffic on its own. It helps only if you have a relevant, very highly relevant traffic. So that's what I typically do. I'll go back and do a lot of commenting back and forth.
So commenting is a way to gauge the value that a audience might have to you. And then once you're seeing that there is a signal, you're going back and doing all the things that we talked about during Influencer Week to try to get that publication to talk about you. In general, when someone's thinking about running an influencer campaign or a PR campaign, how do you think about the budget and effort and time they are or should be putting in to run an effective campaign?
I think your goal as to what you want to get out of this thing should be very realistic and it should be very specific. So that's number one. And then number two is figuring out just the process that you're going to go through and just being realistic to all the benefits this thing is going to bring you and how this will be sustainable going forward. So a lot of times, I just want to be in New York Times and that's all I want to do. And forget about goals. I just want to be in New York Times because, listen, we're going to get traffic. We're going to notoriety. This is going to be third-party validation. This is going to be the best thing ever. And sitting back and saying, all right, well, if that's all you want to do, then fine, just go after it and do it. But it'll take you a long time. And how is this going to be sustainable? Can you be in New York Times every single day, every single month? Is it going to keep giving you traffic over and over? What is this going to do for you, bottom line, 3 years from now, 2 years from now, a year from now? And you need some type of a strategy designed to continuously get more and more traffic without you continuously having to repeat what you just did with this influencer campaign. So somehow, this thing that you do has to support a broader, larger strategy that's going to get you more and more traffic. And that's what I always tell people is don't just do something for getting something crazy or getting a huge promotion in like 3 months and then forgetting about it. This is exactly the same thing as hiring a PR firm to be in TechCrunch and VentureBeat and Fast Company and Inc. and forgetting about it as 5 months after you can't pay them anymore. You can be in all of those, but 5 months down the line, you're $60,000 or whatever, $70,000 poorer. You don't have a real strategy to keep doing that over and over again. So figure out something that you can repeat over and over again. This is where content comes in and play.
Okay, before we let you go and before we wrap up Influencer Week, tell us a little bit about justreach.io. What's the premise of the service? What's the value that people provide? Give us the pitch for the people that have made it through Influencer Week. What do they need to know about your services?
So 4 years ago, I had an idea of helping the entrepreneur, the small business guy, the mid-businesses, pitch journalists and build relationships based on something relevant, something we've been talking about all week. So our software finds what that content would be. What is the reason you're going to pitch somebody something and allows you to find the person, the reason, and lets you actually send an email to them and figure out whether your email is good or not based on analytics. So it'll tell you opens and how many times and read time and all this stuff. So the software is designed to find the right people, pitch them, and actually build relationships with them, primarily journalists. This is a PR software. And we have a team of outreach strategists that works with you to help you go through the process. Because over the years, we realized that people need some of this training. Just by listening to this, it sounds all great. But then you get going, you're like, oh, I need somebody to help me. So we have a team that helps you create strategies and execute some of them and handholds you and guides you through the process of executing these campaigns to build relationships.
I think one of the things that I've seen playing around with the tool and walking through the demo that you gave me was that the process of going and finding the right person, finding somebody that's in your category, understanding what they're writing about, and then being able to do the outreach, there's technology built to streamline that process. At the end of the day, with public relations, with influencer outreach, the process is not complicated. It's finding the right person, it's reaching them, building a relationship, and then trying to talk about a piece of content that's mutually beneficial for both parties. And I think the Just Reach Out software is one that helps you expedite the first half of that process. You still need to be able to figure out what's the right thing to write. What's your value? What's your pitch? A lot of what you've talked about today in terms of the measurement of PR and the measurement of influencer outreach, I think that that is always going to be subjective. And that's one of the reasons why direct response marketers have sort of shifted away from public relations is it's hard to quantify what the value is. It's hard to assess a value of, well, people have seen us now on the New York Times. Does it provide more credibility? But if you're interested in PR, I do think that the tool that Dimitri has put together will help expedite a lot of the process to get in front of journalists and be able to execute the strategy if that's the route that you're going down. That's a great place for us to wrap up Influencer Reek. Thanks to Dimitri Dragliev from Just Reach Out for joining us. If you'd like to learn more about Dimitri and his business, go to justreachout.io or read his bio in our show notes. A special thanks to Knit for sponsoring this podcast. If you're interested in using podcast advertising to grow your reach, we've still got a few spots available for podcast advertising strategy sessions this month, so click the link in our show notes or go to benjshap.com/knit, that's K-N-I-T, to book your media strategy session with me. If you're a subscriber to the MarTech podcast, thank you for being a member of our community. If you ever have any questions, comments, if you'd like to be a guest on our show, specifically for our Career Day episodes, feel free to contact us through the link in our show notes. There's a contact us page, or you can reach out directly to me on Twitter. My company handle is BenJShap LLC, and my personal handle is BenJShap, BenJShap. If you haven't subscribed yet and you want a weekly stream of marketing and technology knowledge in your podcast feed, we've got some great episodes lined up for the next few weeks. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app and we'll be back in your feed next week. Okay, that's it for today. Thank you for joining us for Influencer Week. And until next time, my advice is to just focus on keeping your customers happy.